This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go. Lining up another hour of an opportunity to find out what's on your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plain. Thursday edition of the show, brought to you in part by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. We're going to actually chat with Troy Coons today from the Northwest Landowners Association. And make sure you have February 2nd circled on your calendar. The 2016 Expo is happening up in Stanley for that. Going to be great fun, so mark it on your calendar. We'll tell you about all the events that will be happening that day. Kelly Armstrong will be here next hour, chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, senator from Dickinson, talking a little bit about an issue that's come up in this program before. Congressman Kevin Cramer and I were lamenting it one day that North Dakota is opting out of the presidential primary. Some rules evidently have changed, and so a number of states are opting out this year, North Dakota among them. Just don't understand why we would succumb to the national party rules on something like that and opt out altogether. But we'll ask Kelly a little bit about that today on the program as well. Bottom of the hour, Tom Fryer will be here, North Dakota Family Alliance. Tom is going to join me on the program once a month to talk about issues they're fighting for. I mean, they're a voice for us on so many things. I can't tell you how many people come up to me and say, I'm so glad you're on the radio. You speak for me. And I always think, oh, man, that's an awesome responsibility to speak for as many people as I hear from. But the North Dakota Family Alliance does that in front of the legislature. They do a lot of good work. How do they do it? What do they do? What do they stand for? What are their values? Chance for us to ask a few questions and learn a little bit more about them coming up on the program today. At any point, questions for any of those folks or comments you want to make on these or other issues, always welcome. You call our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Closing in on Iowa. Looks like Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are 1-2 in both Iowa. That's been the case in Iowa for a while. And New Hampshire now. How about that? And Bernie Sanders polls and some of those states rising as well. So getting more and more interesting the closer we get to Iowa and New Hampshire. A lot to cover there. One story I want to ask you about has to do with something that's been in the news here the last couple of days involving the president of NDSU, Dean Brashani, and a trip that he's currently on to India. Rob Port of the Say Anything blog got a hold of a email that a legislator, Bob Scarpel, Representative Bob Scarpel, had sent to fellow legislators, lamenting the fact that President Brashani was in India, and in his mind, trying to recruit students to get to 18,000 students, this goal that the president has set for the university. The goal of the trip, according to President Brashani, is not that. It is for other things, but he was asked about that. But most of the controversy has to do with the cost of the trip, specifically that he has elected to fly first class. There is a policy in the North Dakota University system, a travel policy, explicitly banning state-funded first-class travel. Now, the president, I guess, or the news reports on this, there's a story by Grace Lighten in the form of Fargo Moorhead today, where some folks are, you know, Rob Port in his reporting called it first class, and now it's being called business class in this. They're second row seats. I don't know if we've got some travelers who are regular travelers overseas. I'm not aware of business class being on a plane, but not first class. You know what I mean? Because it shows we have his itinerary, and all the seats are in the second row. And in flights from Minneapolis to Paris and Paris to India, I don't think you're exactly going on some of those planes that, you know, have no.
Supposedly, the Delta seating chart doesn't have a first class, supposedly.
Well, that must be a marketing thing, because
so
it is
kind
first
of a
class.
Best available seat, then, in lieu of in lieu of first class being available, you took the next thing, I guess.
But, for instance, if you were to buy the same trip today, it's $1,400 to go coach, and it's $12,100 to go business class.
Man.
So they may call it business class, but it's the second row, and it's a higher grade. And here's my question. I don't know. When you're a president of the university, you've got a lot of responsibilities, and obviously, when you try and recruit a president, you want them to have some perks. I get all that, because you're competing with all these other institutions. My gut says, look, if I work for the taxpayers, I fly coach. If I work for some big company or I own a company and I decide to first class, fly first class. God bless you. I'm not against anybody who flies first class, and I know a lot of people who travel for a living end up getting upgraded a lot to first class at no additional charge. They should. They travel a lot. That's a perk. But we're talking about someone that works for us, the taxpayers. And, you know, I mean, it's not the end of the world to sit and coach. I mean, I have spent the majority of my time when I do fly, flying coach a couple of times, have been bumped up to first class. And, you know, it's nice. It's fine. I don't know that I'd pay for it, honestly. But I'm a little conflicted here. I'm a little conflicted. All of this started, of course, about something completely different. Hey, what's the president doing on an 11-day trip to India? And I guess that's between him and the chancellor and the Board of Higher Ed. But they have a mission over there and are working on building partnerships. And that stuff happens. You go where the business is. I guess I don't have a problem there. But I do have a question on first class. So tell me, what do you think? Much ado about nothing? Let a president travel as he sees fit? Give him a perk or two? So he's going first class, big deal? The reason I'm thinking differently than I would and posing the question to you is, you know, there's a process going on at the University of North Dakota to hire a new president. They just went down to a list of finalists yesterday. A couple of folks that I know are still on the list. Mark Kennedy, former congressman from Minnesota, nice guy. His wife's from Hawley, doing some good work at George Washington University. Another fellow by the name of Ray Perper of the Perper family. Nice to have a North Dakota connection. Doesn't have a lot of academic credentials, but is at Stanford University, a good institution in the athletic side and recreation side. But I'm thinking, and there's some others, including a North Dakota alum who's doing some work down at Arizona that has caught the attention of the group that was recruited and then now is applied. But I was thinking of that group, seeing a controversy like this, going, you mean to tell me that if I'd go overseas to work for 11 days to help the university, whether I bought a hamburger or a filet mignon is going to be scrutinized? I don't need that. And you sort of limit what you have, or is my gut right, regardless of all of that, to say, just fly coach? You're flying on the taxpayer dime. Fly coach. What's the right way? I'm kind of curious what you think. 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline. You could text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. And when you call, you have an option of, one, to leave a message. Just press one, say your piece, and we'll get it. Or two, hang on, and we'll chat with you live on the air. Larry in Lincoln, what's on your mind?
I just kind of caught the end of your conversation. Is it the University of North Dakota president is flying first class to India for 11 days? Is that what you, did I catch that right?
Yes, the only thing that you heard wrong was it's NDSU's president, Dean Brashani, that did that. I was equating it to, the UND presidential search, and if we're scrutinizing first class travel and expense reports, might that harm the recruiting thing there, trying to kind of argue with myself on what's the right position here. What do you think?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's NDSU, UND, Minot State, or the University of West Wishick, North Dakota. Anybody that works for the state of North Dakota should fly coach just like the rest of us. I mean, who do these people think they are? I used to travel continuously, and my company would pay for coach tickets, and we were a Fortune 100 company. But now the university, or North Dakota State University president, Dean Brashani, who I have had issues with, as a parent of students going to college within the university system. I think he is a joke. I think he is a disaster. But for him and the Board of Higher Education to say, we're going to fly you first class, is an abomination. It's ridiculous.
Well,
it's embarrassing.
They didn't say that. The chancellor of the university system, Dr. Mark Hagerod, is now investigating this to try and get to the bottom of it. So nobody said, but yeah, do this. You know.
Okay, well, if they do, it's embarrassing. It's an abomination. They should be, you know, scrutinized to the highest level. I mean, who does Dean Bresciani think he is besides the president of the North Dakota State University? He's not a king. He's not a god. He doesn't know everything. We pay his salary. We fly coach. He flies coach. Or stay home. It's that simple.
Larry, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Bob at Jamestown, you're up when we come back. More of your calls welcome on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
The Northern Soybean Expo will be held on February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. A live taping of the U.S. Farm Report will feature a panel of the nation's leading and in-demand market analysts. Speakers include Dr. Barry Asmus, senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and Dr. Bill Wilson, professor in the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics at NDSU. This event is open to all soybean farmers. For more information, log on to the North Dakota Soybean website at ndsoybean.org.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Should our university presidents at public universities, funded by tax dollars, fly first class? Is that a perk we want to afford them? We want them to run in those circles, right? They probably could do some fundraising while they're up there on a lot of occasions. Or is it completely unnecessary? Should they come back with the rest of us unwashed? Want your take on that at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. One thing I don't understand is there's a policy that says they can't. Unless there's a policy that says they don't have to follow the policy. I don't know how that works. You sometimes wonder with the university presidents, but the university system explicitly bans state-funded first-class travel, but has no policy regarding business class. Yeah. And they are saying now this was business class, although where did you see the Delta calls it business class, Todd? The Delta calls it business class, not first class?
A couple of different versions of the story had that in there. So, according to the seating chart from Delta is what the story's indicated.
Sitting in the second row, Roshani will have the nicest possible seats on all of his flights, according to Delta seating charts. These flights do not offer first class. Again, they're just calling first class business class if it's in the second row. I got to think that on these flights.
Right.
Anyway, the bigger issue really is, you know, whether you think they ought to be. For instance, on this trip, the plane ticket is $8,300 for President Bashani. The fellow he's traveling with, $2,100 is what he was authorized for.
Pretty sure the whole plane gets there roughly about the same time, right?
Yeah. Anyway, what's your take on that at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Northwest Landowners, our fine sponsor today. I'd love for you to circle February 2nd on your calendar, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Montrail County, South Complex in Stanley. And they got a lineup there. Dave Glatt from the Health Department and Julie Fedorchuk from the Public Service Commission and Kevin Connors from the Department of Mineral Resources and Doug Goring, our Ag Commissioner, Ron Ness with the Petroleum Council, a high-ranking oil exec they're going to be bringing in. So it should be a lot of fun. Northwest Landowners Association event. Let's go to Jamestown, and Bob's on the line. What's on your mind, Bob?
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to say I was kind of glad to hear yesterday that Minot received $74 million from HUD's National Disaster Resilience Program to give Minot some permanent flood protection, but I think we need to give credit where credit's due. I don't know who at KFYR decided that the press release they were going to use would come from Senator Heitkamp. I guess it was disappointing knowing that Senator Hoeven, being from that Minot area, and I was a government employee back at that time, and we were all dispatched up there during the flood, how many times he visited there, how hard he worked there, and then someone at KFYR is giving credit to the wrong person. So I was really disappointed because I saw it hands-on.
I did that story. It wasn't so much giving credit. We did use a couple of different versions of the story. There was one that included a soundbite from her, but we didn't give her credit.
You know, first of all,
What
happens a lot of times with the delegations, they'll send out a press release. Right. And by the way, you cannot even believe the arms race, and Senator Heitkamp and the Democrats in general in North Dakota have this down to a T. They love taking credit for anything that happens, no matter what level of involvement they have. But in that case, I didn't see the press release. I would assume she's saying, this is good stuff. Glad it's happening, right? You know, so
you got to remember the listeners out there. You know, when the next election time comes, they're going to, you know, she'll be on their mind after something like this because they think, boy, she really helped out Minot. Okay, so enough about that subject, but I still think Senator Hoeven needs more credit than he was given. Yesterday,
would love to get some more audio from him. I mean, would love to.
Okay, well, I saw his press release on the website this morning, and it's a good press release. You can go on and find it. Congressman Kramer said he thought it's a good deal, guys, that we've got three in the governor's race, and I'm a little worried about that because, first of all, there's always money. We're all donating money to these guys and stuff, and then we spend all this money now, and then in the fall we're going to have to spend more money. And the Democrats on the other side, they're probably only going to run one person if they can find that, and they can put all their eggs in one basket. And so I don't want North Dakota governor's race to look like the Republican president race that we've got going on right now. So things will settle down here a little bit, and the best candidate will emerge.
Well, that's going to happen, but I think the best candidate emerges stronger for November when you have, a robust race at the convention and possibly also at the primary, right? So I think that's where I think where Kevin was coming from is, you know, there'd be one view, and that is you just want to pick someone and have them coast to the convention and then go on to November. And then the other view is to say, the more the merrier, and let's, carefully go through and listen and find out who'd be the best candidate. I'm kind of with Kevin. I think that, you know, if I'm the candidate, I would only want one. But if I'm the public and I'm deciding, I don't think it's a bad thing. And I think they all have strengths that are worthy of listening to, you know?
Well, as long as they don't start beating each other up. That was my thing where I said cooler heads, you know, prevail. So that's all I got, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. A texter says, back to the question on the first class travel, Delta's first class and business class are the same.
All right.
Yeah, so in other words, it's first class. They just don't call it first class.
Yeah, they just have one term, I guess.
Yeah.
Wasn't aware of that, but because I fly with the commoners like most people do.
Yeah.
If we're going to call it commoners.
So.
And because I'm a big guy, I get bumped up every now and then. That's kind of a cool perk. But
very nice. Exactly right. Well, will be fun. No, I back to Bob's point on the governor's race. I think whenever you start thinking less candidates is a better thing, you're inching towards the establishment way of thinking. Right? That's the bottom line. In other words, Wayne Stengem, as the Attorney General, rock solid record as Attorney General, you know, before that a legislator, long tenure, Republican service, obviously been elected many times, popular candidate, more popular than the sitting governor, right, has a beautiful platform out there to go out and just make his case. Doug Burgum comes in, different, you know, attributes, more from the business world. And obviously some questions on what do you think about, he was on last night on a program with Chris Berg on Valley News Live, and they did a lightning round on a number of issues. Just try and pull that up maybe and play that for you. But one I remember was, are you pro-life or pro-choice? And his answer was neither. I just was stunned. You know, you just cannot, that's, you know, and I, you could try, I guess, but people are going to see that as you're evading the question. I want to know where you're at. Where are you at on that issue? Where's your heart at? You know, and you know, he went on to say, well, people are tired of that and they'd rather know. We're asking, what is your position? What's in your heart? Do you believe life begins at conception? Are you pro-life, or you believe up until the time that baby's born, just do what you're going to do? You need to know that. That tells you something. So, you know, those are the kinds of things you find out when you have, a three-way race. So, and of course, ultimately, whatever you're for, how are you going to get it done? How are you going to work with the people that that are in both sides of the chamber? This is a good thing. It's a good thing. And these candidates all have strengths. They all have weaknesses. They, you know, lay it all out there, and we get to decide. That's the way it ought to be. I kind of like it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away, friends.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and that helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Mm-mm-mm, is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and two cookies. All four of those items for only $4. 4-for-4 every day, all day, PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? A buck off any ice scraper, and $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1, big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each, or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, Chuck Wagon, chicken and Swiss, for just $1.99. 1.5-liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sean emails, as usual, President Bresciani's playing fast and loose with words and in turn is thumbing his nose at the taxpayer. Let's be clear, business class is first class. No state employee, regardless of job title, is allowed to fly first class, regardless of how long the flight is, unless they pay the cost of the upgrade out of their pocket. It's pretty clear that did not happen based on the cost of the ticket paid for by public money. My bigger question remains, do you care? Does it matter to you? I mean, I agree with you. The policy is this, but what do you want? What is it you seek in this? You're the folks paying the tab. You're the one essentially approving these expenses. These are your funds when it comes to taxpayer dollars. So what do you want? I really want to know your thoughts on that, and we'll see what the investigation comes up with. Looking forward to finding out more about that. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Stop in any time today and get yourself a personal hot stuff pizza. They're great. 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies. That's 4 items by my count, and they're only $4. That's a great deal. Beat that. It's like the 99-cent thing at McDonald's. When you get 4 of them, for crying out loud. 4 for $4. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Exciting news today to share with you on the program that we are going to be monthly on this program, inviting our friend Tom Fire in from the North Dakota Family Alliance, and spend some time on issues that a lot of our listeners care about, a lot of you call about and email about and text about. And I'm a values voter, first and foremost, right? I believe we don't have a gun problem in America. We don't have a debt problem in America. We don't have pick your issue that concerns you and keeps you up at night. What we have is the crisis of the heart. That's what's going on. We fix that, we'll fix a lot of everything else. And that's what the North Dakota Family Alliance does day in and day out. And we're thrilled to be able to have the opportunity to chat with Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance. The heritage of this organization is strong, and I've been around a long time, done a lot of good work, and on top of a lot of issues, speaking for you. So we look forward to finding out more about what they're up to. Tom, thanks, and welcome.
Well, great to be with you. Look forward to our relationship. I'm humbled, honored, and feel blessed that we can do this. We really believe it's going to be great for us to get our message out, and one which you've just referenced. We think a lot of people have a very distinct interest in.
The family is obviously a very important part of what you look to protect, because it's right there in your name, the North Dakota Family Alliance. But what does that mean? What is your mission? What is your job day in and day out?
Well, it does center around the family, of course, and we our mission is just to strengthen the family, to do whatever we can to have strong families. And, of course, that involves instilling family values. You just mentioned you were a values voter. There are values that are just so beneficial to the family. And as the Judeo-Christian organization, we fully understand that how faith impacts that, and, of course, the protection and the defending of our religious liberties that are found in the First Amendment. So that's our general mission. Then, of course, the on-the-ground work, of course, is that we get that message out, and that's why we're so happy, pleased that we're able to come on your program once a month. But in addition to that, to share with the people of North Dakota, to share directly with the public policy makers, that would be the legislators, that would be city commission folks on a federal level. Of course, that's folks in the Congress. Our mission is really to share the message what is in the best interests of the family as those folks debate and discuss issues that are important to the family on the public policy arena stage.
I would imagine if we were able to go overhead and take a look at every person in elected office in North Dakota, the vast majority of them would be men and women of faith. Although you don't necessarily see a lot of them saying, you know, hey, nor do you want them wearing it on their sleeve. But does it take some work to enable men and women of faith to get involved in the public square?
It sure does. And that's one of the things we've always said. You should not have to check your faith at the courthouse door when you're on the county commission or at the state legislative capitol grounds when you become involved as a legislator. You should be able to utilize those values that have been instilled in you and through your young years, and whether that's through faith, all of those things should be a result of who you are. And you would live those out as you share your views on the important issues of the day and as you cast your votes. Men and women of faith should be involved, and they should be able to utilize their values as they carry out their duties.
Do you sense that that people are more and more cautious all the time about that, about their own personal faith and how they bring that into the public square? It seems like there's more and more hostility towards that. Am I right?
There sure is, and I think people are looking over their shoulders because whether it's the newspaper or someone else is going to say you shouldn't bring your faith and the values that faith has meant so much to you about, you shouldn't bring those in. And so being politically correct, if you will, maybe you shouldn't do that. But really, you should. You should be able to do that. You should be able to share what you feel on the issues and bring that into your public service.
Yeah, because the amazing thing is you're going to speak for a lot of people who need a voice in the public square. And in my view, the reason that you perceive it to be unwelcome is because there is a loud minority of people who want to shut that off. You know, and want to shut it down. All the more reason we need a family alliance.
Yeah, and I'm so very proud of our legislature, for instance, who over the course of the years and having been with the Family Alliance for I believe it's 5 sessions now, almost 10 years. Every time the legislature has had the opportunity to act or to vote on these measures that are important to the families, the issues of life and marriage and so forth, they have really, I think, represented their people and themselves very well. And sometimes those minorities you just talked about, they're saying, although the legislature is out of step, but that's not true at all. They've been elected by those 13,000-odd folks that are in their district, and they're representing them.
Let's talk about some of those issues, and where are you trying to affect change on those, you know, state, local, and federal level. Obviously, you're the North Dakota Family Alliance, but, you know, where's the battleground, if you will? And let's start with the life issue. North Dakota's been a leader there, really, the last number of years here, right?
Absolutely. North Dakota has been a leader on the life movement, and we've been very fortunate and we're proud to have an influence on that issue. Our view is that we would be interested in saving even one life, which would be witnessed by the incremental legislation that has been passed through our legislative process, being involved in 40 Days for Life, the prayer and vigil that we hope saves more lives but might even just save one, and but by the same token, being unashamed and boldly standing that we would like abortion to end, period. We would like no more abortion. And so going back to what you've talked about, the energy industry once in a while, all of the above, Well, that's really who we are as the North Dakota Family Alliance. We will work so hard to unite the coalition folks on legislation that has the ability to save 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, 50 lives. But at the same time, we are not going to back away from the fact that we would like to see abortion no more. And I think that's being rewarded today. I just saw a recent poll that shows that a huge majority of people believe we need to have legislation that limits abortion. I mean, they've seen the Gosnell thing in Philadelphia a number of years. They've seen the Planned Parenthood videos. Even pro-choice people are included in that. I think it's 80% of the people in America today want some kind of restrictions on abortion. And that's exactly what North Dakota has done through its legislative process over the last 20 years. And by the way, Scott, you'll probably be talking about this tomorrow, but tomorrow's the anniversary.
Yeah.
The anniversary.
43rd.
43rd anniversary of Roe v. Wade. And today, decision, which was supposed to end all the controversy, today the pro-life community is stronger than ever.
I heard Doug Burgum in his announcement, when asked about this, make reference to the fact that, you know, we're kind of in a vicious cycle. I'm paraphrasing, but the extent was, you know, we pass this legislation and then it gets knocked down in a court. So why don't we worry about kids that are hungry in the state rather than doing that? That was the assertion. What do you say to people that, you know, hey, pass laws and they get overturned, so why are you doing it?
Well, with all due respect to Mr. Burgum or anyone else that would say that way, this is really a issue, a measure of the heart. There is right and there is wrong. And we firmly believe that it is not right. It is wrong to kill that unprotected baby in the womb. There's no civilized society that should take it upon itself that it should be able to kill that baby in the womb. And so this is not an issue that you can go down the middle of the road on. You are either for saving that life or not. Now, there's some variances in legislation, but in your belief, that's one you can't go down the middle.
And the legislation that has been passed, has it been, in your view, firmly defended by the Attorney General Wayne Stengem taking it to court?
Yes, I compliment the Attorney General. He believes very strongly, as I understand, and he's told us, that the legislature passes bills. They pass measures. And then it's my job as Attorney General to defend them. And he's done that. Now, on Friday as well, tomorrow, in fact, ironically, the Supreme Court will decide if the heartbeat bill, which was passed in 2013, that would protect life when heartbeat is detected, they will decide if they're even going to take the case.
How is that a difficult decision?
Right.
Unbelievable. Do you know where the other candidate in the governor's race is at in that issue, Rick Becker? I've heard that he's, as a libertarian sort of case, sera, sera. But do you know definitively?
No, I don't know definitively. I have had a conversation with him, and we are discussing with him his past record, which has indicated that he has not supported us on the life issues. And I can't tell you today whether he really does or not.
He did vote against all the legislation.
At best, he would be saying that he's changing his mind on the issue.
Got it. But did previously vote against all the legislation.
He sure did.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's talk about marriage. Does the Supreme Court decision on marriage render that argument in North Dakota over, as many believe?
No. I think we've compared it to Roe v. Wade. Many have, and that is that a court, in this case the highest court in the land, has used its power, if you will, to set policy. Even the justices who voted against it said this is not something that was found in the Constitution. There is no constitutional right to same-sex marriage. And if you use that argument to its very strength, then you would have no way of preventing any other type of marriage. Three people, four people, a man and his daughter.
More on that when we continue with Tom Farr, the North Dakota Family Alliance. Religious liberty and freedom to come too. Don't go away.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt in North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. You can find out more about them at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Hardly a day passes where there is not some impact from the Clean Power Plan in the news. It is a very detrimental piece of regulation that would come out of the administration to your pocketbook. Your pocketbook. The dependability of your electricity, the affordability of your electricity. So one very simple and easy thing you can do is go to this website and say, stop, enough, no more. Let your voice be heard on it. And that's as simple as SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. You can also take action in all kinds of other ways. And but get informed. Find out what you'll pay. Understand what this is, what it would mean. And the thing that I keep coming back to, no benefit, a whole lot of pain, no gain. I mean, what they're trying to do doesn't bring us to some utopia in any way, shape, or form. The industry is investing billions, getting more efficient, cleaner all the time. Join the fight. SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's SecureEnergyFuture.org. Chatting with Tom Fearon today, North Dakota Family Alliance. Tom's going to join us about once a month in the program and talk about things that are in the news. Today, just want to give you an overview of what they stand for. So we talked about life. Anything else you want to say on your work on marriage?
Yeah, marriage, we had an interim judiciary legislative meeting just recently, and it was interesting that the attorney general, who actually was involved in the case, came back and reported to the legislative body that even though the Supreme Court had ruled that you can't stop same-sex marriage, he said there's really nothing else you need to do. In fact, if the body decides to leave it in the state constitution that marriage is between a man and a woman, that'll just happen. So I think what that's telling me is that we have an opportunity to continue to promote marriage. And just as Roe, we need to be vigilant and strong in our defense. This is not something that just happened overnight. I mean, I know it's been going on for a dozen years, but compared to history, man, woman, if they're able to have children, that's really been how our society has been promoted over thousands of years. And so I think we need to be vigilant about that, and we'll visit more about that as time goes along. But I will mention one more thing, and that is that really segues into religious liberty as well. There are many across the country who are being persecuted for their belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. And that we most certainly cannot have that in our state.
Not in America. And, of course, you've done a lot of work on that over the years, battling away. So glad you're out front there. You know, these are things that you hear about it there in the news, and there's some in our audience who are rolling their eyes, like, oh, I hear about that all the time. It doesn't ever change. And there's a lot of us like me that say, I'm glad Tom Fearon's there. I'm glad the Family Alliance is there. I'm glad you're unafraid. I'm glad you're talking to legislators. You're doing work for me. But you're called the North Dakota Family Alliance. How do these issues connect to, for lack of a better term, real families?
Yeah, Scott, I was thinking about that, and I remembered a previous conversation we had just about Enoch Thorsgaard and the book he wrote and so forth. But there's a really close correlation between Enoch's life and really the mission of the Family Alliance, and that's this. Enoch Thorsgaard, in his almost 99 years, raised a good family. He instilled values in them, hard work, vigilance, all those sort of things, inspired by his faith, and then he had what I would see as a strong family. Now, does a strong family benefit society? Yes. Does a strong family and a strong society benefit the governing people, the government? Yes. I was just looking at the preamble to the Constitution. What did they really want in this country? They wanted justice. That's right and wrong, the good and bad. They wanted to make sure we could decipher that. They wanted domestic tranquility. That's peace. They wanted blessings. They wanted to promote the general welfare. That's really a microcosm of a good family. And so the government should be happy that we have good families. The government should not do anything to undermine good families through their policies. And I say that if you are a government that promotes the killing of the baby in the womb, that's not right. That's evil. That's bad. If you take away a child's opportunity to have a mom and a dad and a good family, that's not good for society. And we need to stand up for that. And that's why I see a marriage between the government, the governing class. They should want to know what makes good families. That's good for them, and that's good for society. So that's how I bring those two together. And I know if we can accomplish that over the next 5, 10, 15 years, not only will society be better, but our state will be better. And that's a message that Rick Santorum had a couple of years ago. That's a message that many of the Republican candidates have today. And I hope that's a message that we can hear from our gubernatorial candidates as well.
Good stuff. That's for sure. You're right. Our trip up to Northwood and the Sunny Acres feedlot of Enoch Thorsgaard and his family has sort of prompted this whole discussion to say we need more of this on occasion here on the program, and we're glad the North Dakota Family Alliance has agreed to be part of helping us talk about those issues on your behalf, so that's great. And you can still get Enoch's Saga if you go to ndfa.org. That's the website where you can connect with folks, get the information. There's email alerts on all the issues
that are happening legislatively, and you got some events coming up in April, right?
Yep, we got banquets coming up in April in Bismarck and in Fargo here. A great two brothers, the Benham brothers, who are really going to talk about what we just talked about, and that is this, how are your views sometimes persecuted? And we hope that people can join us for that.
You can volunteer, you can give financially, as someone said. I'd like to do all that Tom does, but I can't, so I support an organization to act on my behalf. And they do that for a lot of us. Find out more at ndfa.org. Thanks, Tom. See you next
month. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. More coming up. Kelly Armstrong next.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746.